That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
I'm Caroline Stanbury, star of The Real Housewives of Dubai. I'm remarried and living my best life ever. See, there's so much life after divorce. I'm starting my new chapter unapologetically. I'm bringing real stories, real life, real talk on all things that aren't said between each other, society, the sheets, and everything in the middle. And lucky me, you'll be joining me on the journey. Listen to all new episodes every Wednesday. So buckle up.
So welcome back to another episode of Divorce Not Dead. I am actually moved out of my house. I am staying at my friend's house and I'm sick in bed. So this was the perfect time I could have one of my solo rants. Over the last sort of couple of weeks, I have been looking at different things to do. We've been traveling like lunatics for work. And I wanted to do, I think, address the 50-year-old influencer. I mean, I'm going to be 46, but I'll take it. Since anyone that watches Housewives, I've now been reduced to a 50-year-old influencer. I actually hate the word influencer. I don't consider myself an influencer at all. I do so much more than that. Social media is a phenomenon on its own. I kind of fell into it. If you see who I am and what I do, I find my social media like a, what do I call it? Like a, for me, it's like an extended reality TV show. I like to show the good, the bad, the ugly. I love to show the places we go. I love to show the funny things. It really makes me laugh when, you know, you guys get involved. And like now, I think one of the biggest topics for me right now is my house and how all of you think that I'm never moving. And, you know, I've now taken over Michael's house and the poor guy is going to need therapy. But a lot of you out there do ask me how to become an influencer or how to, you know, get your business started and all of these things. Now, influencing or have social media is a massive, massive, massive tool. Again, I really, really don't like or use the word influencer for me. I know that the girls on the show love to use it just to sort of, well, it's more of a dig and to say that I do absolutely nothing and just get freebies, fly around the world, and, you know, it's that easy and that just people throw stuff at me. First of all, a freebie wouldn't pay my bills. Freebies are lovely. I'm sure everyone would love a nice freebie, but genuinely, I don't really take freebies because, again, doesn't really do much for you, kind of devalues your brand. And if you're going to influence, and what I consider an influencer, and I think this is what people need to understand. Back in the day, when I had a big, big business, and that's another thing, you know, watching the show and watching Housewives and everything that you've seen, a lot of my businesses were cut out. For whatever reason, other people's businesses got shown. I don't really have an ego. My life just continues. I do what I do. And because I do so many different things, I think it was quite a hard story to follow. But there's a whole team of people behind me that makes my life sort of tick. I wish it was as simple as just getting out of bed and taking a picture of myself and a huge check came in. That is not what I do. It's not that easy. If it was, as you keep writing to me and saying, you know, how do I do it? You know, all you do is get free this and that. you know, you'd all be doing it. Everyone would be queuing up to do this job. And there are a lot of really, really good ones, by the way. You know, the guys, you know, YouTubers that got in, I don't understand YouTube. I, you know, that's more of a Sergio thing. Definitely don't understand TikTok. I do understand that all of it together is a huge power of hitting people, of being seen by people, by seeing the right people. It's not about having millions of followers. It really isn't. It's about having the right followers. And it translates into lots of things. You know, I think one of my most, well, the things that I love doing the most is this podcast, really. And this was by accident too. And I always say I became an accidental influencer because I used social media before when I had Gift Library and all of that to actually do sales and to reach my customer and speak to my customer personally. I don't use social media so that I can just write to people and get stuff for free. And I think it's important to understand what it does, okay? Back in the day when, you know, I mean, I guess I was in my early 20s and social media, I don't even know if it was around or if it was just starting. I can't remember when it started, to be honest. It's a tool. You know, if you have a business, you're going to pay for marketing. It's a billboard. It's a, you know, I put my face on buses going around London, taxis. It's, you know, gimmicky things that grab attention to people, that make people stop and go, oh, I wonder what that is. Let me look at it, right? But if you buy a billboard on some busy road in London, that's it. The billboard has cost you $40,000, $100,000, whatever it is, and you have one hit. Magazines, you know, we all know are dying. Everything's going online. They don't translate to sales the same way. What translates to sales? People, testimonials, showing people a lifestyle. You know, so if a brand decides to pay you today, it is exactly paying for advertising space. Your page is an advertising space. If you look at my page, actually, I do very little sales on it because I actually don't want to make my page inauthentic. I would only advertise things that I really, really believe in and that I really love. And, you know, I think you can see very clearly somebody who uses their page purely for business and somebody that uses it within their lifestyle. I'm proud of my page because I think it reflects exactly who I am. I mean, I remember being hired by one of the biggest hotel groups in the world or whatever, and going to them and saying to them, they were like, you know, we found you on Instagram. We would love to work with you. And I was thinking, how amazing. But I said, look, if you think that I'm just going to go around and do these like floating breakfasts and show you how the light switches work and all of this, you know, like beautifully created content, I'm not that person. My content is all over the place. Sergio enlightens it to like a drunk toddler. He's like, you know, I mean, I'm useless. Like sometimes it's blurry, sometimes it's shaking, sometimes it's like, you know, it's bitty, but it's funny and it's engaging. And, you know, it really, really works. I mean, if you think about the ROI on versus a magazine, you know, just on one story yesterday, I think 3,000 people clicked on the name of a company that I've been working with MMI, right? I mean, everybody wants alcohol anyway for, you know, they got thousands of clicks to their name just because I storied them. You know, for the footfall for the shop, I did that in 24 hours. How long's a story? A footfall for a shop to get thousands of people to walk past your shop front, it's not that easy. You know, this is just a direct consumer way of promoting someone. So it's a win-win. Why should you not be paid for that? Why should everything be for free? It's a deal. And I think getting people to understand what proper social media does is really, really important. If I go to a skin doctor and I come out looking fabulous, you know, and I post it and I post the name, you know, they get 10, 50, 60 clients who will spend another, you know, $5,000-$10,000. Why should I not be paid for that? Why do people think that, you know, influencers isn't a job and it isn't important. It's incredibly important. If I was working in their office, I'd get a salary. If I went to work for these people in an office, I would be due a salary. I don't want freebies. I want things that work for me and I want to make a deal. I think, you know, insulting people and saying that it's not a job, like I've had every job. I'm not a lazy person. I think, you know, again, with Housewives versus Ladies of London, you know, nobody's seen me get going yet. And the reason I'm a little bit more chilled and a bit more relaxed right now is when I built my first business and I was gung-ho in my 20s and I had so much to prove. I really did. I think half of my problem was mental. I just wanted to beat everyone. I wanted to be Net-a-Porter. I wanted my own island. I wanted a, you know, I mean, I saw myself in my own private jet. I would have run over my grandmother to get what I wanted. And, you know, at the detriment of my family, the detriment of, you know, my husband, at the detriment of anything, really, it was all I wanted. And I think now I've realized as I've got older, it's not that I've become weaker. What it is I want a different life. Money isn't everything. Money comes, money goes. What's important stays. And, you know, instead of fighting, and I see, you know, actually the Middle East is it's a very interesting place to be because, I mean, with the reality shows coming here, you're beginning to have local celebrities. But before, it wasn't really built up of celebrities. The influencer was the celebrity. So when I came here with TV under my belt, with a huge business under my belt, you know, and I was already well known in America and in England and all this, straight away, I was labeled as an influencer. That was my only thing because they didn't have nowhere else to put me. I mean, I don't speak Arabic. I couldn't be on TV. So I was just going to be an influencer. And I fought with that the whole way because I have not worked this hard in my life to be labeled an influencer. And actually, you know, as I said, going on to this show, you know, I know that the girl's ultimate kick at me was that I'm just a 50-year-old influencer. Well, I mean, you know, girls, again, I live pretty well. I think that, you know, you see very clearly my life continue with or without the show, that Sergio and I have a pretty nice life. I'm building my home. I'm traveling all over the world. We're living well. If that upsets you and you just think that's free, my very free life costs me a fucking fortune. A fortune. I'm not even like going to tell you or, you know, go into it because none of your business. But, you know, nothing in this world is free. Nothing. Okay. You always pay for it somehow. I think I've said it before. There's no such thing as a free dinner. Everybody wants something in return. Everybody. And, you know, it's how you negotiate that. Some influencers are, and they're very used to in this country doing a lot of barter deals. And that's not to say that I haven't had a couple of those. Like if I'm going on holiday with all five of my kids, well, three of my kids and it's five of us, you know, I'm willing to do a barter deal, something like that for this, because it would have cost me a frigging fortune anyway. You know, anyone knowing traveling with kids is a huge thing and I want a fabulous holiday. And if it's worth it to me, I'll consider it. But other than that, nothing is a barter deal. I don't do that. If influencing to you out there is so easy, everybody would be doing it. Everybody. I work with some of the biggest luxury brands. Now, how do you become a 50-year-old influencer? And I'm saying this in jest because, again, I'm 46. I'm not 50. I am proud of myself to be able to have built a career, you know, having gone through a career where it was a machine and I look at it and I, you know, I was in an office with so many people doing so many different things. And, you know, we were turning over a huge amount of money and I had distribution, I had marketing, I had my CFOs, I had a board to report to. I know and I knew that after Gift Library, I was never going back to that life. Never. It's a rolling beast of a machine that you cannot get out of. The stress levels, the enjoyment. I lost my mojo, I suppose. I lost myself in that job. The reason I was so tough is because I didn't have time to be nice. You know, people, when you are multitasking the way that any CEO does in a huge company like that, reporting to huge investors like that, your life is not your own. So whatever I've created today is a very comfortable, very nice life for me. Am I riding around on private jets and, you know, anything else? No, but that was never my end game. I'm with the love of my life, who is wonderful and supportive, and he's, you know, working and he helps me and he does his projects and he's like, he's just easy. We laugh and laugh and laugh. I have, you know, 2, 3, 4 businesses that I'm building right now that I enjoy, but I still have free life, free time. I get to enjoy my house. I get to, you know, have self-care. I get to see my friends and I get to travel the world, none of which I feel I should be judged for. I understand that the world has gone in a very different direction and people feel like in Instagram particularly is a window into a perfect life. And it's just not. Everybody has up days. Everybody has down days. But I don't understand the reason that we have to drag each other down. Anyone that can make money today, in my book, is a fucking genius. It's so difficult to, you know, especially at my age, I mean, in your mid 40s, it's not easy. Okay. I mean, it's easier than before because I think the ageism thing has gone, is really, you know, we're lifting the lid on it. I think women can work later in life. But I do feel that, you know, we underestimate what people do for a living. And I think there are influencers that just, you know, go around getting freebies, asking for everything. And not really, you know, a lot of people have bought followers so they don't convert. And, you know, it's given the people that it does a bad name. It is not about having millions and millions of followers, people. So when you ask me how to start, don't worry about that. Millions of followers is not important. What is important is the right followers. Who follows you is the key to your brand. Now, you know, do I just do it to go on holiday and to build, you know, show you my house and show you what I have? No, not at all. I do it because when my brands are launched and everything else, first of all, if I'm doing Housewives and a reality TV show, I want you to see that every day my life is real, right? If you see something bad about me and it doesn't match the person that you watch every day, there's your window into my everyday life. I love to show you that. I know how much it makes you laugh. I want to show you the start to finish of building my house. It hasn't been easy, but it's going to be wonderful at the end. And, you know, I think opening yourself up like that, people then trust you. That's when you can influence, right? I've noticed at the beginning, like if I don't know, if I started advertising something completely out of the ordinary that would just isn't me. Let's say I can't even think of something right now that just wouldn't be the product for me. None of you look at it. It doesn't matter if it's on my page. It gets a third of the views and no interaction and it does me no favors and it actually messes my page. So I have to really, really think before I put something up there. So, you know, who am I? What's my brand? Why do people come to me? You know, and I think that's an incredibly important question that all of you need to ask yourself before you go into something like this. What is your point of difference? Why do you think people should follow you versus somebody else? And I think keeping a sense of humor in life, no matter what the world throws at you, is super important. Super important. People love to see the journey. They love to see the process. They want to see you up, they want to see you down. You know, they want to see how you make it work. You know, at the end of the day, I mean, I have a podcast, I have a shoe line, I have, you know, another company launching, which I'll tell you all about soon. I have a reality TV show. I have 3 kids who, much to all of your dismay, and I know, you know, and I'm going to do another one soon on this, you know, are well fed and taken care of. It's just they're teenagers and they do not do this job. They don't. They don't want to be photographed. Every single time I put them on my stories, I'm told to take it down. They find it embarrassing, and I am not going to push them just because you, my viewer, think that they're not around. They're completely around. I mean, there's no mother on the planet that doesn't get their children at home. My children are here. They're just doing what they want. They're not interested in what I do. Okay, so we're going to take a quick break here because I have to tell you once again about my all-time favorite bedding and bathroom and loungewear brand, Cozy Earth. As you all know, it's kept me sleeping soundly and cool for quite a while now. And what I love most about it is the temperature regulating system in it, which means it will keep you cool and comfortable all night long. And if you live in a hot climate like I do, this is priceless. It's been named one of Oprah's favorite things in 2018. Cozy Earth's best-selling bamboo sheet set is temperature regulating and so incredibly soft. And by the way, they get softer and softer the more that you wash them. I absolutely love the softness of these sheets, and the options are amazing. The collection offers a variety of luxury pillows, sheets, blankets, and more. And it's nice to be able to and choose an entire set that matches the interior decoration of your room, really. And as you know, I'm doing my house right now, so that is also a big win for me. Not to mention that this luxury bedding essentials backed by a lengthy warranty, so you can try this with no worries. Cozy Earth linen bedding collection adds casual elegance to any space and captures the fabric's breezy, timeless appeal, which is one of my favorite parts because absolutely no one likes to get hot while sleeping. It's the worst. These sheets will keep you cool all night long. And to all you lovebirds out there, and it's Valentine's Day coming up, snuggle up in these Valentine's Day Cozy Earth best-selling bamboo bed sheets and so many other things like their loungewear set too. It's the perfect gift for both you and your partner. Cozy Earth provide an exclusive offer for my listeners today, and that's 35% off worldwide when you go to cozyearth.com and use the code DND. That's cozyearth.com. Use code DND for 35% off site wide. I love Cozy Earth, and you will too. All right, let's get back to the show.
Hi, I'm Pia Barangini, the creative director of LPA, an entrepreneur, a wife, and a dog mom based in Los Angeles. This is my new podcast, Everything is the Best, where we basically ask interesting people, how did you go from zero to yacht? I'm always curious how the hell people became successful, and I figured you would be too. Get on the internet with me. Let's laugh, let's cry, let's overshare, and let's get inspired to live our best lives. Check out new episodes every Wednesday. It's all for you, baby. Thanks for listening. Love you, mean it.
I think becoming an influencer today is, again, find your niche. Find your niche. Find out who you are. What do people enjoy about you? So mine, I mean, obviously I grew up, my kids grew up on TV. I grew up with Ladies of London. And I think what draws people into me today is I'm doing things that most people don't have the balls to do. Most people wish they could do. And are scared to do. And I think, as I've said before, when I got divorced from a very nice man and a very, you know, very nice life and nothing was seemingly wrong, that, and I chose a man that on paper should be a complete fucking disaster for me, people were just waiting to see it all collapse and, or to see what happened. And I think that now we get contacted by people you just wouldn't believe. You wouldn't fucking believe. I have met people through my Instagram and through my relationship with Sergio that are just fascinated by us. I mean, anyone coming to town to Dubai, we always, always get this like, where should we go? What should we do? We're dying. Can we just take you for a coffee? We're dying to meet you. I mean, it's very sweet. First of all, the where should we go and what should we do people, that really annoys the shit out of me. I am not a travel agent. So I don't answer those questions. I won't answer those questions. There's, you know, plenty of places you can look that up. If I ever do a blog with where to go and what to do in Dubai, I'll let you all know. Other than that, I am not going to be a travel influencer and let you know, unless it's all, you know, tagged on a picture. That's as far as I'm going. I'm not making everybody's plans for when they arrive in Dubai. Just not. But, you know, I think what I do is I give a lot of women hope. Hope for the future. They see me having a good time. They see me, you know, not on my knees. Is life 100% different for me right now? Yes. Do I feel a little bit lost in my path? Yes. Before, my path, when I had Gift Library, was so mapped out for me. I knew I'd just get up, go to the office, do my work, you know, deal with HR, deal with finances, deal with raising the money, deal with, you know, shipping. It was meeting after meeting after meeting. My days just went. Now I get pushed and pulled in so many directions. I mean, the thing about the Middle East as well is, you know, there's a lot of shit you need to weed through. There's a lot of people, ship people that move here and use you, and you need to weed through it and you need to be strong. You know, at the end of the day, I've realized I have a core group of friends here and they're my bubble, the ones I rely on. And that, you know, what I need to do is stay focused on what I need to do. And I think that so many opportunities present themselves here. And because we're in the Middle East, you know, obviously from the outside, everyone just thinks, you know, that I'm going to get paid millions of dollars just for doing one job or that job. Dubai is like anywhere else. I'm not signing multi-million dollar deals every day. So, you know, I'm just making it work, but I'm making it work in a beautiful way. Slowly, 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 catchy the monkey. I managed to buy my house. You know, Sergio and I have managed to get a beautiful home that we're paying for normally. My house in the UK is still there. Never, you know, that's rented out. We have a beautiful home here. We have a beautiful life here. And that's enough for me. You know, obviously, I'm now starting again in a new show. It's easy to grab all the low-hanging fruit and go, okay, I'll take this job, I'll take that job. And obviously, you know, but I'm not prepared to do that. I need to choose wisely, because once you set your standard, you can't go up. You can always go down. You cannot go up. Remember that. Know your worth. Just because all these new girls have come on the scene, you know, doesn't mean that they're going to overtake me. I'm sorry. I think what a lot of these women forget is I've done this before. I did this for 4 years. I paid my bloody dues. Everyone says, why should she feel like this? Or why should she get more? Or why are the jobs going to her? Well, you know, first of all, if I was a nurse and I became a doctor and then I took a break, what do I have to go back to being an intern? No, I consider myself at a certain level. I'm also a lot older. I'm going to remain and readjust my crown. You know, I may have forgotten for a minute, but I went through a divorce. I moved country where I wasn't known. I married a guy that I met and he was 24 years old. Like, these are not normal things. I did all of them at once. I moved house. I've settled my children. I'm building businesses now because it's only now that I can really breathe. I only got divorced, 3 years ago. All of this stuff has happened so quickly. I'm not in a hurry. Nothing needs to be rushed. Why should I put myself on this unbelievable rat race and treadmill of like trying to beat everyone? There is room for everyone in this world. And it's funny actually, because Housewives is a perfect example. I look at my girlfriend, Caroline Brooks, okay? A year ago, Caroline was thinking what to do. Suddenly she's opened 3 businesses. And, you know, a little tinge of jealousy in a way was like, wow, she did it and I want to do something, but I'm not sure what. And like, she did it so fast. But then I'm like, then I also laugh and I go, she's where I was 10 years ago. And she is. I mean, she's 34. I'm 44. I'm 46. And I realized she's got the energy. She's got the drive. She's there. And if someone offered me 3 stores right now, I wouldn't take it. because of the stress levels I put myself under. Last time, the managing of people, I don't want to do that anymore. What do I want to do? What do I want to work less, work smarter. And that's what I'm building for myself. This podcast became incredibly successful, and I'm super proud of that. My shoe line was in all the stores, and I'm super proud of that. It's actually something, you know, I've come to the end of now. I'm not sure I want to continue, not for any other reason that, you know, when you join somebody else's and you do, you know, you collaborate with other people, it's still not yours, right? So I think from now on in, the next step for me is to create my own line. I don't want to work for other people anymore. I want to be, to have my own brands, and that will happen. And I've had, you know, wonderful time doing the shoes and the everything else and, you know, but slowly I want to build my own brand, which is the platform I have. You know, I've had nearly 4 million downloads on this podcast. There you all are. There are people that are listening to me. What am I good at? You know, and I think as any woman in her 40s sits down for a minute and says, now what? I felt like that when I was getting divorced. And I feel like that now, just because, you know, again, Bravo and the TV show has offered me a whole new platform. And I need to think hard where this platform will take me. I don't want to rush it. I don't want to just put my, you know, hands into every pie. And the social media, again, these girls can, you know, laugh at it, but it's a part of my business, be it that I'm working for other brands or be it that I'm just promoting my own brands. You know, nothing more than that. Like, I really don't use it as much of a sales tool yet. I will. I'll get there. But it provides a nice lifestyle for me and my husband. And, you know, my husband is my rock. I can't do all this without him. And I think, you know, that is the key, finding who you are. And I don't think a lot of us find out who we are until we're 40 and we've been through all this shit. And we finally sit down for a minute and go, you have to reassess everything. Everything. I reassessed my friends. I reassessed my house. You know, my old houses, my house in England is like 12,000 square feet. My house in Dubai when I moved here was what, 11,000 square feet. I've just bought 7. I don't want the headache. I don't want the headache. I want an easy life. I'm not looking to be the richest woman on the planet. I'm not even looking to outdo people. I want everyone to win. I think that's what people don't get. This isn't a competition. Housewives isn't a sprint. It's a marathon. I want us all to have a good time. I want to watch the other girls do what I did. I've done it. I've been through it. I've had all of that life, and it nothing, you know, you end up working for work, like working for the giant house, working for your kids, working for that. It's time to take the power back and say, why am I doing all this? I have a beautiful car. I have a beautiful house. I have all my dream furniture going into that house. Like everything I ever wished for is going there. Like I manifested the shit out of this place. You know, I have so much to be grateful for. I have friends like you can't imagine. You know, I have a husband that just wants me to succeed and wants to succeed himself and wants to give me everything. And who is so bloody minded. And so like, I wish he would take a chill pill and relax. Sometimes girls, that's enough. So if you want to become a 50-year-old influencer or a 40-year-old influencer, don't let anyone tell you you can't. You can. You absolutely fucking can. And you find them follower by follower. It's so easy today. I do suggest you don't buy followers because it really doesn't work. And brands aren't stupid. They shove your numbers through some sort of like analytics machine. They can see if all your followers are from India. Or, I mean, I remember my girlfriend showing me once what people do. And then I think she sent me like 40,000 followers as a gift, as a joke, like not a joke, but just to show me. And by the morning, they'd all gone. So I was like, well, why would people do that? Like they come in, they're not interested in who I am. They're not interested in my brand and they're certainly not buying. And if you are working with a brand and no one's clicking through and buying, then it's pointless. You're never going to get hired. So, and actually, let me tell you something else. I have never gone after one job on my Instagram. Not one. They all approached me. I don't have an Instagram agency. I don't have anyone feeding me jobs. I literally get DMs, would you like? And that goes for every single major brand. I remember when Accor Group approached me. I thought it was a joke. It came through DM. I thought it was like, if I don't return from this meeting, someone's like tied me up and killed me in some office in Dubai. I had never even heard of them. So all my big jobs came that way. So don't worry. You don't need to spend money to get this going. You need to be funny. You need to be self-deprecating. You need to be real. People want real. Nobody wants an infomercial. You know, you need to solve people's problem. You need to understand that you would use this, you know, something you're passionate about, and it will just translate. And that's how you start your business. And I actually suggest that you start your business this way too. I'm actually about to relaunch my merchandise company, right? And I haven't done one of those for ages. I think I did them when I was on Ladies of London because I never even understood, you know, like who buys this stuff. But actually, people love it. And so I use my funny quotes and everything else, and you just put it on Shopify. And slowly, slowly, it just moves. And, you know, I make them really funny and I carry them around. And I wear, you know, my horrible human t-shirts and my, you know, I'm not here for your amusement, you're here for mine. I mean, I could sell those 100 times over. I'm coming back and I'm going to start doing it again. But again, find your idea, find your niche and put it on Instagram and then Shopify and bingo, you have a business and it is a business. So people that want to knock you down and tell you just an influencer and everything's free, the joke's on them. The joke's on them. I always tell people I have the most expensive free lifestyle of anyone. I mean, please tell me how you get as much flights as I have free, or how you can build a house for free, or how you can get a house for free. I've heard ridiculous stuff. I mean, if someone wants to give me a house for free, please do, but not really. Or, you know, furniture, all of this stuff. You can't, okay? You really can't. I mean, maybe J-Lo can, but I can't. Okay, so just think for a minute. Think for a minute what your niche is, what you want to do. Don't let anyone tell you you can't. And the people that tell you or put you down, it's only because they wish they could do it. They wish they had what you had. Or you're winning. You're absolutely winning at life. I'm winning right now. So of course, I have dark days and I have days where, you know, things don't go well, or, you know, I'm in bed right now with a virus, not feeling a bit sorry for myself. But then I look at my beautiful kids, my gorgeous husband who literally worships the ground I walk on, and his only mission in life is to like give me an easier life. You know, I've got an amazing cast of girls around me. I've got the best friends who literally rally around me. I mean, since I've been sick this morning, everyone's offered to send me soups and this and that. I'm living in my best friend's house, literally taken over his home, the poor man. And we pee ourselves every day laughing. And that's enough for me. I'm not looking to world dominate. I just want a nice life. Everyone deserves a nice life. And, you know, again, don't listen to outside noise. Listen to your gut. Listen to your gut. Listen to who you are. And even without the TV platform, I started, you know, being on Instagram years ago. I think I started just before Ladies of London. But, you know, actually, unlike some of these other TV shows, you know, we have diehard fans from Bravo, but it's not necessarily a, you know, massive translation into Instagram. I feel like my Instagram are true fans that have like watched me grow and they really have my back, and I'm grateful for that. And I'm grateful for all of you out there that have listened to this podcast and that you, I get beautiful messages. You know, I'm not looking to be the voice of divorce or anything else. I think this podcast is more than anything teaching you how to live your best life. If you are unhappy, change it. If you meet an older man and you know, go for it. If you meet a younger man, go for it. There are no rules. There's no one you're accountable to. You know, you want to be an influencer, be one. You want to be an actress, do it. It's never too late. And that's my point. Some of the most successful people on the planet didn't find their purpose until they were in their mid-40s, because finally you get fucking clarity. You just do. So thank you for listening. I'm going to sign off as this 50-year-old influencer over here. And, you know, when you have people that like to put you down, understand why. And for anyone that watched a show or anything else, obviously I've owned a home. Obviously I have a house. But I'm not going to dignify all of this with an answer. And I think that that's the key. Learning your truth. Learning just to sort of let it roll over your head. And understanding that it just comes from other people's, I mean, I want to say pain, or I want to say jealousy, or I don't know. But like wherever it comes from, you don't need to prove yourself to anybody. Just living and living well and being happy is proof enough. You're doing it. Well done, you. You're doing it. Thank you for listening to Divorce Not Dead.
Thank you for listening to Divorce Not Dead. Tune in next Wednesday for a new episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. We'd love to hear from you. Follow me on social media at Caroline Stanbury for all the behind-the-scenes action.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.